This is Radio Nepal. I'm Mandil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to visit Turkmenistan on August 3rd for the third UN conference on landlocked developing countries. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire stresses digital access and public trust in Parliament. Nepal marking first ever National Millet Day today. And U.S. President Donald Trump sets 10-41% reciprocal tariffs on efforts on exports from dozens of countries. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is set to visit Turkmenistan from August 3rd to 8th to attend the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, LLDC3. The government has approved the visit and formed a delegation under the Prime Minister's leadership. Announcing the cabinet decisions from the July 28 meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung also said the government will accept a grant of 2.8 billion Japanese yen from Japan for emergency restoration of the BP highway, which was damaged by floods last year. In addition, the cabinet has approved a concessional loan of around 18.92 billion rupees from the World Bank's International Development Association for the third phase of the Rani Jamara Kularia irrigation project. The cabinet also approved the visit of Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka to Paris to attend the International Forum on Pumped Storage Hydropower from September 8 to 10th. Furthermore, the government has decided to waive salutation fees for 97 mountains opened for climbing in Karnali and Sudurpashim provinces. Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, also hinted at a possible cabinet reshuffle, saying discussions are underway among the ruling parties. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on young entrepreneurs to take the lead in achieving the national goal of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Speaking at a program titled Startup Entrepreneurs with the Prime Minister, held at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister urged youth to move forward with optimism and a clear vision for the country's development. He emphasized the importance of technology, innovation and practical application to drive modernization and boost production. The event was organized by the Industrial Enterprise Development Institute. In a separate event, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurated the FIFA Football for Schools campaign at a ceremony organized by the All Nepal Football Association, ANFA, at Dasarath Stadium, Kathmandu yesterday. Speaking at the event, the Prime Minister said the government is giving high priority to the development of the sports sector. Under the campaign, around 1,000 school students will receive free footballs and specialized training will be provided to school teachers and football coaches. Likewise, the Prime Minister held discussions with top leaders of the ruling coalition partners, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, at his official residence in Balwatar. The meeting was attended by Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba, Nepali Congress Vice President Purnabahadur Khadka, UML Vice Chair and Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal, and Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, along with Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Bishnu Prasad Rimal. Prime Minister Oli, who is also the UML Chair, discussed current political matters and coalition dynamics during the meeting. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, has emphasized that the strength of Parliament lies in digital access and public trust. Addressing the 6th World Conference of Speakers of Parliament in Geneva, Switzerland, organized by the Inter-Parliamentary Union and the United Nations, Speaker Ghimire underscored the importance of increasing investment in technology. He called for enhanced resources in digital infrastructure, cyber security, internet literacy and data protection, adding that parliaments must lead, not lag, during the era of digital transformation. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to ensuring the right to food as a fundamental right of its citizens. Speaking at the inaugural session and ministerial roundtable of the UN Food Systems Summit Stocktake held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia from July 27th to 29th, Minister Adhikari highlighted that Nepal's constitution guarantees the right to food. He informed delegates that the government has enacted the Food Rights and Sovereignty Act and related regulations to implement this constitutional provision effectively. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Nawal Kishore Shah Sudhi has reiterated the government's commitment to implementing the recommendations of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women CEDAW Committee for Nepal. Speaking at a discussion organized by the Forum for Women, Law and Development in Kathmandu yesterday, the minister said government policies and programs for the current fiscal year align with CEDAW's conclusions to empower women. He also emphasized the government's dedication to promoting equal opportunities, rights and legal protections for women across the country. United Nations Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Hana Singer Hamdi, met Minister for Home Affairs, Ramesh Lekhak, at the Home Ministry in Singhadabar yesterday. During the meeting, Hamdi appreciated the government's efforts to complete the peace process through transitional justice mechanisms and reaffirmed the UN's commitment to support Nepal in this and disaster management cooperation. Minister Lekhak highlighted the government's active work to conclude the peace process via the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission on Inquiry of Enforced Disappeared Persons. Nepal Oil Corporation has revised fuel prices across the country. The price of petrol has been reduced by 1 rupees per litre. However, the cost of diesel and kerosene has increased by 2 rupees per litre. Meanwhile, the price of cooking gas has remained unchanged. These adjustments follow the updated price rates received from the Indian Oil Corporation, the supplier of petroleum products to Nepal. Nepal is marking its first ever millet day today with the slogan Diet of Millet Dishes, Base of Food Security and Healthy Life. The Department of Agriculture under the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development is leading nationwide celebrations to promote the importance of millet crops and encourage their cultivation and consumption. Millet ranks as the fourth most important cereal crop in Nepal after rice, maize and wheat. The main event is being held in Tathali, Changunarayan Municipality, Bhaktapur, with the participation from key stakeholders including the National Farmers Group Federation and Minister Ramnath Adhikari. Meetings of four parliamentary committees under the Federal Parliament are scheduled for today. The Agriculture Cooperative and Natural Resources Committee will discuss amendments to the Nepal Acts related to land 2082 with ministers, local government associations and experts. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee will hold clause-wise discussions on the Media Council Bill 2080. The Legislative Management Committee will review the Water Resources Bill 2081 in detail. Meanwhile, the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee will discuss the progress, challenges and solutions related to National Pride projects under the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order reimposing reciprocal tariffs ranging from 10 to 41% on imports from dozens of countries. The order also increases tariffs on certain Canadian goods, citing Canada's failure to cooperate in curbing the flow of fentanyl and other illicit drugs. The new tariffs affect 69 trading partners, with major countries like Australia and the UK facing a 10% rate, with others such as India and Taiwan face higher rates of 25 and 20% respectively amid ongoing trade negotiations. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 22 to 22 degrees Celsius. I beg your pardon, 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to visit Turkmenistan on August 3rd for the third UN conference on landlocked developing countries. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire stresses digital access and public trust in Parliament. Nepal marking first ever National Millet Day today. And US President Donald Trump sets 10 to 41% reciprocal tariffs on exports from dozens of countries. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.